Welcome back. You've come to the right place for some inspiration, the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing today is John Tyler. He's a Christian Science practitioner and teacher from Washington, D.C. John's lift can also be heard in French, German, and Italian.
For many people, it's natural to see life as cyclical, to assume that if something lives, it has a life cycle. The basic metaphor for this is the day. Just as we cycle through dawn to noon, to evening to night, so we believe ourselves to cycle through life, a life which has a distinct beginning and ending. Yet, measured by the Earth's rotation on its axis in revolution around the sun, there is no beginning or ending of the day. Conscious of this, Mary Baker Eddy encourages us to move mentally out of that false belief in life cycles. She writes in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, "Timetables of birth and death are so many conspiracies against manhood and womanhood." She is not simply turning us away from the generally held misconception that all life is part of some cyclical pattern of birth, development, decline, and death. She's also turning us toward the earth-shaking fact that divine life is eternal, decisively rejecting the notion of cyclical life. When I learned about Christian Science as a teenager, I was bowled over by that conclusion. I am immortal. We are all immortal. Not only was I not in a cyclical life pattern, headed for an inevitable decline, I had a perfect, indestructible life. Why? Because I'm the spiritual creation of God, who is Spirit. Since learning this, I have enjoyed following Jesus' example of living life eternal. I'm still scuba diving, hang gliding, hiking, long beyond when others have given up activities like these. I attribute this to a deeper understanding of my immortality, an eternal noon, undimmed by a declining sun. We can begin to redefine ourselves as totally separate from all the many life cycle theories. We can begin to appreciate our immortality, begin to live in eternity, not time, following Science and Health's advice to shape our views of existence into loveliness, freshness, and continuity, rather than into age and blight.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.